A document from Governor Andrew Cuomo's administration assessing the health impacts of hydrofracking, written several months ago, says the gas drilling process could be done safely if proper precautions are taken by the state's environmental agency. We get more from our Capitol correspondent, Karen DeWitt.
The document, obtained by New York State Public Radio and other news organizations, outlines potential health risks associated with hydrofracking in New York. Those include possible exposure to chemicals used in fracking, potential contamination of drinking water sources, and health impacts from naturally occurring radium that could be brought to the surface through the gas drilling process. While the report says there are potential health risks involved in hydrofracking, it concludes that in each instance, proper mitigation measures that will be required by the State Department of Environmental Conservation will minimize any potential harm and reduce risks. The report, written in February of 2012, nearly a year ago, says significant adverse impacts on human health are not expected from routine hydrofracking operations. The report appears to have been intended to be included in the state's ongoing environmental review of fracking. A spokeswoman for the DEC says the report is outdated and that no conclusion should be drawn. The state's health commissioner is currently reviewing health data from the DEC with the help of three nationally known experts. Little is known about what the data contains. Here's what Governor Cuomo said about the health study when asked in mid-December.
They're looking at the experiences of other states in the country where this has been done, reports of possible health consequences, whether or not it's true, what remediation was done, what protections were taken there, and they will then help us make a determination whether or not there is a true health risk or not.
The DEC spokeswoman, Emily DeSantis, says the health experts are reviewing the entire draft environmental impact statement, which has not yet been released to the public. Catherine Natta, with Environmental Advocates, says she hopes the health experts are looking at much more than what's contained in the February 2012 document.
I hope Governor Cuomo is going to stand by his word on this and to really rely on the public health experts and address the questions that they raise and make any decisions on fracking, you know, based on that. But if this is the final, then we could be in a lot of trouble.
In September, NATO submitted a Freedom of Information request to view all existing reports on the health impacts of hydrofracking written by either the Cuomo administration's health department or environmental agency. She was told a diligent search was underway and that a response could not be given until the end of January. A spokesman for the industry group, the Independent Oil and Gas Association, says the February 2012 report appears to employ common sense. IOGA spokesman Jim Smith says with proper precautions, any potential risks from fracking will be minimized. A spokeswoman for the state health department says there's no definitive deadline for when the health review will be finished. Governor Cuomo continues to say he wants all of the science and facts before he makes a final decision. Here's more of what he said in the mid-December interview.
This issue has big consequences on both sides. If there's a concern that it might damage the environment, which would be obviously very detrimental, there's a hope that it would generate jobs on the plus side. So it's big consequences, a lot of emotion, and what we've said all along is the process is what's most important now.
Cuomo, when asked Wednesday about the state's ongoing review of hydrofracking, said, "There's nothing new." In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.